I'm Sarah C. We are
What's up?
back for our ninth podcast of the week.
Yes.
Here we're making fun of people that do it every day. We're like, you don't need to do it every day, and here we're doing it every day.
I love doing it every day. It's super fun.
Well, a lot. Okay, we've got the after show, but we've got stuff that's been going on. Okay, the reunion's been announced. Well, it hasn't been announced, but like Schwartz said it. Sheena referenced it, but the reunion is next week, March 16th. Should we try and crash it?
Yes.
They are filming. Now, this is kind of a two-part. First, they're filming, so we know Brittany moved into this other house a while back. Now the cast is saying, yeah, we've known about it. It hasn't been our place to share, obviously. But then they did another move out where like TMZ caught her and she was like in her sweatpants and no makeup. But then now we did another official move out that was filmed with production. So once again, production is trying to pick up the like Scandoval pieces and like, ooh, let's pick up cameras again like they did with Lindsay and Carl and Kyle and Mauricio. It's kind of their new MO, I guess. But well, I mean, why do you think they're filming her move out? Just to capture it for anticipation of a season two of The Valley?
Yeah, I think that like when something big like this happens and they've already filmed a season, it doesn't feel authentic unless they bring in exactly what's happening in real time. Like it's this new formula that they're using to, it's like really this enhanced reality experience. I don't know. I
I
don't know.
mean, I guess they could be filming it in preparation of the Valley reunion,
I
you know,
guess.
and they'll kind of be like, you know, at the end, they're like, 3 months later, Dorit and Kyle are not speaking. It'll be like, after filming wrapped, Jax and Brittany separated.
Yeah, again, like I feel like when something big like this happens, if they don't pick up cameras and capture it, then we miss a big part of the story.
Yeah.
Or we get it on like their iPhones or something.
I mean, I'm here for it. I just was a little surprised that they're doing it so preemptively with a show that hasn't even come out yet. That it's very 50-50 if it's gonna hit or not.
Have you seen like someone made a comment where they were like, no one's gonna watch this. This is like a one season show. And Jax is like, that's not what I heard. It's like,
Like, what have you heard, Jax? Nobody knows right now, okay?
he heard it's good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be up to the, you know, eye of the beholder. I think a lot of people are saying that because they're expecting like a Jax and Brittany take Kentucky. I think it's gonna be better than that. I am a little worried if it's gonna be a little contrived and forced, like these people are trying to play a role of like, we're making a reality show, guys, instead of the original, let's follow these people around
Right,
in their
right.
real lives. But I mean, you can't really get that true reality anymore anywhere unless you're dealing with people that have never watched reality like a like an Amish or another country or something.
Yeah. And I think this show is going to be unique in that, a couple of people have been on reality TV already. Like we know them, we love them, and then putting them with other
Yeah.
it has possibility.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. I'm excited, but I see a lot of people are like, meh. I just think it's kind of split. I think a lot of
Oh,
people are excited. A lot of
totally.
people are like thumbing their nose at it. Okay, on the second filming thing, this is your update.
Yeah, so today I had to go get a gift all the way in frickin' West Hollywood. And since I was there, I had to do my due diligence of checking on, an update on something about her. I was literally 3 minutes from there. So it's like, come on, I had to. So I drove over there and same update as the last time we updated where the shades are drawn, no sign is up. The businesses are kind of bustling around something about her, but something about her is completely just shaded and looks like nothing. So I got out and I peeked through the window in the front and I could see through the shade. And I took a video, but when I like put my phone in so you guys could see, it's like just looking at me. Like it didn't work to like go into the window or whatever. But when I looked in, it was very much the same that I have seen. Their chairs were there, their tables, their pillows. I mean, exactly like you see on the show of how they have it like staged and ready to go. I could not see the floors. I could only see the angle of seeing that it was like just how I've always seen it. So it looked very normal to me. I then walked around the back of the building to see if, I don't know, like I was wondering if like they would maybe like build something out or like there'd be something on the wall or like a place to line up or something to show me like
Well,
it's coming.
they had stuff there last time we were there out in the back, right?
Yeah, there was so this time there was nothing. So I went to the back, I peeked in the door there, and as I was literally taking a step to like go back to the car, this guy from the I think it's a facial place or hair or something. He comes out and he's like, "Are you here for something about her?" And I was like, "Oh," like I was like scared that he was like mad that I was like, poking around the back or something. And so I was like, "Oh, no, I'm just seeing, checking the updates to see how they're doing." And he's like, "Oh, 'cause they're filming today. So I thought you were part of the crew." And I was like, "Oh, no, nope." And then I just like walked away and I got to the car and I texted Sarah. I'm like, "They're filming today. Like, what the heck?" So I sat there for a second and I kind of like looked around to see like, is there like a filming notice? Like, is there, do I see the vans around? Like, what's happening? And there was no notice and no vans. So I was there at 11, about like 11, 11:30. So not sure what that was about.
Weird. I don't know what they would be filming.
I'm assuming that they're using it like as a filming spot, like for whatever they could even change the background in there. It doesn't need to be like a something about her theme. They have a space that they can use there, that they're very comfortable with. I don't know. So I wish I could have seen because it would have been so telling of what's going on.
Maybe they're renting it out to other production companies to
Well,
film.
that's what I was thinking. Like if and maybe that's why they're not able to pay Peter because they're helping, they're, paying that.
Interesting. Well, speaking of, I saw this thing going around about this something about her merch that people weren't getting their merch and
Ooh,
had
I
been like
saw that.
months and months and hundreds of comments of people wanting their stuff, people saying they bl got blocked after asking for their stuff. I did hear that Jan, and I remember this Janet volunteering to handle their merch. She's like, "Let me do this for you. You guys are busy." And then she like screwed up with something. I don't, so like all the orders got messed up or no one got their stuff.
Well, I
So
thought they switched the what's it called what's the like the supplier.
yeah.
I thought there was a problem with that, so they had to switch that, and that was because a lot of people were barking at that time, being like, "We're not getting our stuff." They're like, "Sorry, like we had to switch, our supplier because they didn't have the stuff or whatever." So I
Maybe
thought.
they switched it after Janet screwed up and they got rid of her. And Janet, you guys being the person from the Valley, who will be on Sheena's podcast next week. Maybe if she says, "Ask me anything," you guys should write into Sheena's pod and say, "Did Janet screw up the something about her merch?" It could just be a rumor. I'm just repeating things I've heard.
Yeah, that would be like super annoying if she worked really hard on it and then she gets thrown under the bus for like a, something that's kind of not her fault or whatever. But that's funny. I mean, I was reading the comments on there and it was, it was like someone gifted this to me and like sent the receipt and everything and I still haven't received it and it's crappy because that was like my birthday gift and they spent their money on it. It was like there was some comments in there where I was like, "Ooh, yikes." And I think that that's the hard part of when your merch blows up like that and you can't, like it's a they're gonna deal with that with their sandwich shop too. Like, what are they gonna, that's what I was looking for. Is there gonna be like a line and then it's gonna be like sold out? You know, like they're probably gonna sell out and stuff.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, speaking of people that paid for things and didn't get their stuff, Kristen revealed that she once spent $8,500 on a Vanderpump Dog gala, like auction trip to Tahoe, and she never got the trip from Lisa.
Oh my God.
I told you guys, LVP shady AF.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay,
That
Kristen also re
oh no, go
go
ahead,
ahead.
go. No. Keep going.
Kristen also revealed that when she heard that story of Sandoval giving Sheena money, it was very reminiscent because she said the season before she was fired, it was like the Witches of WeHo wine season, and she wasn't really getting along with Katie and Stassi, and Kristen had been demoted that season, much like Sheena was demoted, like the last season or whatever. Or the season before last season. So she was demoted and got a day rate instead of an episodic rate that the other OGs got. First of all, I want to say shame on you, Evolution and Bravo. Who puts baby in a corner? Who demotes Kristen Doty that carried the show, put the show on her back, no matter which way you slice it? Yes, originally people thought, oh, it's Stassi. Stassi went away. Guess what? The show got bigger and bigger without Stassi, thanks to Kristen. How dare they demote her? What did Katie ever do? Demote Katie.
She had to have
Yes.
been demoted. There's no way Katie like maintained her pay the whole time. I would be so interested to know that. There, if she did, then like I'm done. I literally throw my hands up.
You demote Kristen and Sheena, but you don't demote Katie. Come
To
on.
me, it sounds like a giant mind F where they, which is what a lot of what I've heard, you know, through the rumblings of of how the show works is. If you don't play by their rules and you don't make them happy, you don't do what they want you to do, that's what happens.
Yeah, true. So she said during that time they were filming this scene, and it was like the wine scene. Pretty sure it was like, when Stassi was snubbing Kristen and not even acknowledging her. And she said, basically the whole scene was about her. She said Sandoval came in for literally half a second, really had nothing to do with the episode or the scene. And she said after it wrapped or aired or something, Sandoval PayPal'd Kristen also $1,000, and she thought it was a mistake. She's like, hey dude, I don't know who you meant to send this to, but it landed to me.
How
So she
much was it?
sent
Sorry, it cut out when you said the amount.
she's just said a few thousand dollars, and she sent it back to him, and he goes, no, actually it was for you. He's like, you carried that entire episode. He's like, it's not fair that I'm making more and you're making nickels when the whole episode was about you. So,
Well, shit.
I mean, I do think, what drives him is he loves to be the rescuer, the hero, the like pat on the back. Like, it makes it, but giving makes everyone feel good. So it's not wrong to feel that way, to feel good about giving, right? So I do think, and he never told anyone about it. He never told anyone about the Sheena thing. So I do think there is some validation there in like just a him being a good guy and helping his friends or whatnot.
I do,
I'm,
yeah,
this is my compliment that I'm still, I'm going to throw him a bone.
I mean, I think that's very telling of the type of person, like, again, just to be able to see that someone is like possibly suffering when they're putting in the work and then to actually take the step to do it. Like, I have those thoughts all the time where I'm like, oh God, I would love to pay for this. Or like even when I hear that like my friends are like going to like if I heard about us going to New York, I would have like found out where we were going to dinner and like tried to like send like something. You know what I mean? Like I would love to do something like that, but the follow through isn't always there because it's difficult and you don't always know what's going on in other people's lives. So
Yeah.
that's wow.
Yep. Real quickly, Allie was on, I can't remember what podcast, Well, only thing that I thought was interesting was she said that she had got this COVID rate for her like studio apartment, and it was coming up, and her rent was going up every month. And James was just moving into a new apartment. This was before the house. She goes, "I was about to move in with a friend, but then it just made sense." She goes, "But I was," she goes, "I've never lived with a boy before." She goes, "So I was very apprehensive." And so she said, "I'm not going to sign the lease with you so that I can leave whenever I want to." And she said, and James agreed, "Yes, of course." She said, "Because I like my space, and I don't want to be tied. I don't want to feel trapped like I have to stay here." So I thought that was very mature.
Yeah, smart.
And she said that he cooks every meal for her.
Wow,
So
lucky girl.
interesting. Okay, another podcast. Oh my God, Billie Lee. Just get rid of the girl, okay? She's so annoying. She does this game. She's like, "Okay, let's play fuck, marry, kill." She's like, Tom, or Jax." And then I'm like, "Okay, why are you saying this game and these choices?" Because then she's like, "I mean, like, I have no idea who these people are, okay, right? Just so you know." It's like, oh, are you cool? Are you cool because you don't watch reality TV? Okay.
Yeah.
Dumb. But I thought what was interesting, so they had that T girl on, the one that we said he was dating last summer, that he was photographed with, and that was correct. They were dating. Billie Lee set them up. She's going to be on, I think it's next week, where they go bowling. She actually kind of cracked me up because she was like, okay, so she did the F, marry, kill. So she said she'd marry Schwartz, F Jax, and kill Sandoval. She's like, "I mean, been there, done that. And like, he's not really my type." She's like, "He's very vanilla, very white, but like," she's like, "I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's just too old that he doesn't have it anymore." Like, and Billie Lee's like, "Ah, 40's not old." And she's like, "He's more passionate. You like it more rough." She's like, "I don't," it was just very like, she basically said sex with him was very blah. And then she said, she goes, "Also, then there's like the mental thing." She's like, "I feel like I'm gonna start giving IQ tests to guys I date." She goes, "'Cause I'm actually in the top 1%, and Sandoval's in like the 80th percent."
Oh.
She called him stupid, basically. She said she also beat him at bowling, and that was a turn off.
That's funny.
Billie Lee asked if she was. Oh my God. So someone was talking about, oh, they're talking about news, and they're like, "Well, Lala's pregnant," and Billie, oh, because Billie Lee was on Sandoval's pod, and she goes, "Oh, is she pregnant with the same guy, her ex-husband?"
Oh.
How do you not know? Like, first of all, they were never married, but second of all, how do you not know about the Lala Randall thing? That was crazy. Sandoval said he's excited for viewers to see his journey with Lala. It's a beautiful journey, and they're in a good place. He's like, "I mean, we're not super tight, but basically that's just because we're both so busy." So there you go. Pretty clear Billie Lee is living in the house because she was talking about how Sandoval really just needs to shut up and stop talking, as we all have said. She goes in about the New York Times George Floyd comment. She goes, "I was so mad, and I woke up and I read that. I stormed into his bedroom and I let him have it." Oh, okay. So you just stormed into his bedroom. So you're at the house. Then you wait. Okay.
Oh my
So Ariana's
gosh.
right. Didn't she like a week or two ago just tell Ariana she can fuck off? She's like, "I'm not living there." It's like, well, it kind of sounds like you are.
It does sound like that.
Right? I don't know. It's a lot.
That is a lot.
Oh, and so then she starts talking about Ariana. Okay, so T said that I don't know if it was when they were bowling or something, or they were at Sur. They went to Sur, I think, after bowling. I don't know. She goes, I don't know. I was at the bar with Brock. I feel like I was set up because Sandoval said, I'll be right back. And then the cameras started coming on me, and Ariana and Sheena walked up to me at the bar. And Sheena's like, oh, so you're the girl that Tom's dating. And she said, like, Sheena gave her, like, a once over and like a certain kind of look. And Ariana said, well, I just want to warn you, he's, manipulative and he's a liar. And she's like, my dog died and my grandma died. And I was supposed to sign a mortgage with this guy. And Billie Lee jumps in. She's like, oh, come on. Sandoval didn't kill your dog. It's like,
Oh.
no, he just fucked one of her best friends while her dog was dying. Asshole.
Oh my God.
But she said Ariana actually started tearing up and she goes, I'm sorry. She's like, but you're beautiful. Told the girl that she was beautiful. And T said she felt her energy and felt bad for her and realized she's been through a lot. But for Sheena, she's another story.
Ooh.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be a good scene.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. Sheena's pod. They explain the interspousal sign over. I mean, nothing to explain here. Brock's like, it's a 50-50 state, community property once you get married. It was Sheena's money that put, I didn't want to be entitled to something that was all her money, but technically, according to the law, he would have gotten half. He's like, we're going to buy a ranch and that deed's going to be in my name. Good. Add a ranch to your collection of homes. I mean, if they can do it. I mean, the thing is, at least their properties, I mean, certainly the Valley, it's an investment. They've wasted so much money on rent that, but she did confirm that they're neighbors with Lala in the Valley as well. And I just want you to know that her attorney, Nima, has his own podcast. So we should go listen because I'm sure he's going to talk about the Raquel lawsuit. So.
No, thank you. I will not be
No,
tuning
thank
into
you.
that.
Nor shall I. Oh, okay. After show, I mean, it keeps delivering more than the show.
It really does. Like, I don't know. Like, I thought this episode, I still like I still I've started the episode with Chad like three times and I've made it through sporadically, but I still need to sit down again and really just like soak it all in. But the after show, I for sure watched like four times. And yeah, I don't know. I'm so glad that we have it because it just gives like it answers a couple questions and like if you were possibly doubting what you saw on the screen, they just clear it right up for you.
And they double down,
Yes,
so.
they fully double down where I don't know, like I don't ever want to take back the way that I felt on my first like watch through, but after reading the comments and everything this week, I was like, "Oh my God, like do I still feel the same way that I did when I podcasted about this episode?" And I do. I stand by what I said and how I felt. But dang, it the tides sure did turn for Sheena and Lala.
And a lot of people are like, oh, she's going to regret that after she said that, or the way it came out, you're filming, you're on the spot. But oh no, in the
Nope.
after show they double down and Sheena said apparently Katie and Ariana are not my audience. And I don't know, when it comes to Sheena opening up and having a better feeling, I don't know.
I
She
don't.
just said they didn't care because it's not about them.
I had a really hard time with the after show, and again, like with my whole thought process of how I felt about, like I knew it just felt too easy to go after Sheena. Like it's like this is, it's just an easy take, you know? I think it's a little deeper than that. I really do. Which is the beauty of Vanderpump Rules is it's like it really isn't as simple as, Sheena being selfish or this or that. It's there's like all these layers that are so interesting, and then yeah, just to see like kind of the alliances forming and all of that. It's just like, Okay, like it just makes me more excited to see what's coming because this is going to end in a crazy way. I really think so.
So Katie, I thought, really slayed it and really explained it well. She said, like, obviously, yes, Sheena was close with Sandoval at a certain point in time, but she's also been very, very close with Ariana. So it should be an easy choice considering what he did to you and what Ariana did not. So he did all these things to Sheena, and yet she's going against Ariana to, and I understand at the same time Sheena should be able to let go of her anger and hatred and maybe even forgive, but maybe not, maybe to a certain level or point, right? Ariana said she thinks she's been very understanding and patient.
And I kind of have to agree with that. Like each one of them had a point, but I think when it comes down to it, like Ariana's handling it like the only way she can. And I think Sheena has a few more choices in how she can handle it. Whether it be taking it a little slower or, yeah, not going to Ariana about the pain that she's feeling, finding someone else to maybe talk to about that. And then also like kind of complaining that there isn't like that her friend Ariana can't hold space for that conversation is wild. Like that she can't step back and go, oh, like obviously this is hard for her to talk about. Let me find some other outlet to get the, to start working through this.
I agree with Katie that Sheena is a total male sympathizer. She's very much like LVP to me, the way LVP is always like taking the Tom side. She took Jax's side. How many times has she bailed out James? How many things have James done to LVP or her restaurants versus Kristen? Kristen did the one thing. You're fired. James has done so many things. Jax has done so many things. And it's like she excuses and bails him out. And Sheena has done this kind of from, day one in the van in Mexico. I would rather bang all of you guys and ride in the girls' van. Like it starts there. It continues on with the Schwartz thing. Katie's like, yeah, suddenly we're going through a divorce and suddenly Sheena says Schwartz is one of her closest, dearest friends and she really needs to be there for him. Like nobody needs to be there for Katie. And she listed the examples. And if you look at things too, she's done this with other people. She's done it with several bachelors. She takes the bachelor side. She's done it with Carl and Lindsay. Like she went to Mexico with Carl's mom on what was supposed to be Carl and Lindsay's wedding. And Lindsay was like, screech breaks, WTF? And she's like, what? I already have the tickets and I've been friends with Carl's mom for a long time. And you know what I mean? Like you already see it. And she's been hanging out with Carl. And not that she shouldn't, but it's just when you. Again, it's the evidence in totality. You put all these little things together and you're like, oh, yeah, you're very much a male sympathizer. She just wants that validation from men. And I think she kind of always has.
And I have a feeling that like if Sheena was here on the podcast right now and you said that, I think she would like be very like shocked by that and be like, oh my, like that is not the case at all, blah, blah. But I think that really if she would slow down and just kind of listen to that criticism a tiny bit, it might be something to work through with a therapist or something because I true, it does really seem like a pattern that maybe she doesn't even mean to be doing, but it's like the proof is there.
Yeah, and there are other people out there that are friends with her that have, after seeing this episode and this after show, that have said far more than I'm saying. And they were like, yeah, I'm friends, but I can't get past this one. It's too cringe. It's too, she's always kind of struggled with accepting criticism. I mean, don't we all? I mean, I hate it too. So I totally give you a pass on that. But yeah, I don't know. I think it takes her a while to see her ways. And it probably takes us all a while. Like Stassi doubled down on her stuff forever until she really felt the weight of it. And then she met with coaches and tried to figure, just unfreeze her brain, I guess. Ariana's like, yeah, Tom's flat out said your friendship means nothing, and yet now, like, she's trying to, I don't know, say how close they were, and I've known him longer, and she's like, that should have been your clue to not take stock in that person anymore. And Katie's like, that person you thought you were best friends with doesn't even exist. He's a fraud.
Well,
So.
and I feel like people have, online and wherever have really been hard on Ariana, saying that she is, really just like savoring all of these moments where, she's exalted or whatever, however you want to describe it. But I feel like in this moment in particular, she could have really gone in on Sheena and said, like, I am so deeply hurt that my quote unquote best friend, I mean, she threw best friend around with Rachel more than she has with Sheena in this moment, but Sheena really is supposed to be her best friend, and she's not saying how hurt she is by that. She's pointing out some of the things that are strange and like kind of giving receipts as to things that Sheena's doing that's not cool, but she hasn't really laid her out. And I thought she was kind of understanding to her. Like, she still said, I love you at the end of the call. She still, like, everything was still, she let Sheena say what she needed to say without slamming her. She could have.
Yeah.
She could have been like Sheena would have probably cried and thrown her under the bus. You know what I was thinking this week when I was watching all this stuff? Can you imagine how this would have been if, like, let's say it was Schwartz that was the one who cheated with Raquel or something. Can you imagine, like, Sandoval would be doing the most in these conversations? He would be going back and forth, standing up for the underdog, like, go, like, it would have been,
Yeah.
it's very different having him not in that, excuse me, in that role, because that's normally what he does.
You know who I'm really liking in that role is James. He's sticking up, not necessarily underdog, because Ariana's not really an underdog, but he is going, no, if I was Ariana, I wouldn't want to hear this either, how bad you miss Tom and how hard this is for you. He's like, I wouldn't want to hear it. And he kind of keeps standing up for Ariana, but Lala keeps shutting him down, and she really does like bully him. She's like, shut up, I'm sick of you.
I'm sick of
I
you
suck
today.
my ovaries. And then it does shut him down, but he keeps trying. And then she and he just gets like the scared little puppy again that's peeing in the corner. But he is trying, and he's like, look at it from Ariana's perspective. This is how I would feel. You know, blah blah blah. He's trying to call them out, but Lala just won't have it.
Totally agree, and I feel like I love that he did that because it just showed where those two are at and like how they're trying to make sure that they're like what they're doing isn't skewed, even though like we all like it's like very black and white that like what's right and what's wrong. And the fact that they think that they can like switch change that, with James or just our perception is pretty wild.
Yeah. What did you think of Tom telling a story of how he likes to give homeless people $100 and then run away?
I'm pretty sure I screamed at the TV. I couldn't like I said, I watched the after show so many times because I had to pause it, make Chad come back in because he's like Chad with it like is he bips around and I'm like, get like watch this. And we just like we our mouths were just like open. We were just like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, I like my sister and I would always go to the Waffle House and then leave like 100% tip, but like wait for her to be busy or him to be busy and then like get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, it's fun, but he was just so like braggy about it and icky. I don't know. And then Schwartz chimed in and he's like, you do that for a lot of people. You know, remember you let Jeremy live with you? And I
Oh.
the fuck you. Ariana was living there too. It was half her apartment. She wants to let her brother stay while he gets his bearings moving to another state. Don't say Tom Sandoval's such a hero. He really helped out Jeremy's like, Ariana helped out her brother. How about that?
Yes, I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
And
that's
then
like
he let him live there. No, Jeremy paid rent on the rent control apartment after Sandoval moved out. He paid rent. Yeah, he let him have it because Sandoval didn't want to let the apartment go. And that was a way for him to keep it, was to have Jeremy move in and pay rent there. So, you know,
Yeah.
it's a stretch.
Yeah, I
Like
just.
you said, he's getting off on it too much, like the engagement party, like you're just doing too much and too often, like you're getting off on it.
Well, and I feel like he really gave himself up to, as he was speaking about how he liked to, give money to people or whatever. He just like his attitude of like, I mean, I have it. So it's like once you're at a certain level, it's like I might as like I can do it. So I could, if I can do it, then I can do it. And it's like, okay, like I'm not disagreeing with him, but like there's something about the way he's saying it where it's like, ugh, like maybe I would have wanted to hear that like later, like after we've all healed a little. Like it's still too fresh. And
Like,
yeah, I don't know.
how does he have it so much more than everybody else? I mean, he bought a house, he bought a bar, he had to borrow that much money from his mom. Like, has he paid his mom back? And if not, what does his mom think of him sending thousands of dollars to other people?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just confused why he has so much more than everybody else. Everybody else has bought a house. Schwartz also has the same bar situation and he doesn't have any money. I'm confused.
Schwartz was always on the back burner, though. I'm sure he was a friend of for way longer than Sandoval.
Yeah, like 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't
Sheena
wait.
said.
I can't wait for all of these details to like come out, like down the line. You know it will.
Yeah. Sheena said Tom's publicist was the one that started the Raquel rumor, Raquel and Brock rumor, and he's a snake. And Sandoval finally saw that he's a snake, and that's why he no longer works for Sandoval. And yet, when you go to Sandoval's podcast, he said, "No, I know for a fact there's no way that dude would do it. He is so connected, he would never do something like that." So Sandoval's standing up for that guy. So, again, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ariana did think it's possible that that publicist could and would do that because they can. She said that publicist has a lot of connections to all the weeklies and could easily have them do a story. And then she said, but I hesitate to even comment because I don't want to wake up tomorrow about a story against me. That is the fear, you
Yeah.
know?
Well,
Like when we
and
don't like to talk about certain things because we're like,
oh,
ooh, let's
totally.
not put that energy out there.
Exactly. Well, and I feel like when Ariana opens her mouth about something that Sandoval potentially can do or does, it's like she obviously knows him better than anyone. She knows how he plays the game. So I'm sure she doesn't want to like come out and say like, "Oh, for sure, that's like their style." But I felt like if you read in between the lines, that's what she was trying to say.
Yeah. Do you believe Sandoval had never heard that story until that scene with Brock?
No.
I mean, I get that he was in New Zealand, but he was only in New Zealand, it was under 2 weeks.
That it was a quick rumor, I feel like. Like it we heard it.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, we also heard Rachel was pregnant. We heard there was like some tons of ridiculous ones.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it. No.
Did you, Schwartz is so, and we've said this before, like, yes, someone just asked me actually today, who's the nicest cast to fans? And, you know, one of the answers would be Schwartz, certainly. He seems just so sweet and all shucks and, oh, but you see these dark moments come out. Obviously, we've seen his dark moments with Katie, can't stand the sound of your voice, or when he threw tequila on Stassi and threw tequila on Katie or a beer over Katie's head. But he, what he said, it was so telling and gross about this Brock Raquel thing. He said, I'll actually, again, give it to Sandoval. He goes, oh, yeah, but maybe wasn't there just one little moment where you got like a little gleeful satisfaction about that article?
I couldn't believe he said, I was like, oh my God. And
Sandoval looked at him horrified. He's like,
horrified.
what? He's like, no, dude. He's like, oh, no. I'm just kidding. It's like, no, you're not. You thought it and you said it.
Yeah, he said it.
That is the real Schwartz. He's very, there's a big darkness in there of real sinister thoughts, and he just masks it really well.
Yeah.
He's not as innocent and oh as a lot of people think. And
No.
you could, if you collect all of these moments and present it in one case, it's pretty damaging. It's just most people don't remember all these little details, so maybe it's just my new project.
Yeah, I feel like we could like truly make a case that he is the worst character on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, I remember back in the day when every single podcaster was oh my God, he's so cute, he's so charming, and then shit hit the fan and everyone backed away from him. But he had did not have me fooled back then at all. I never
Yeah.
fell into that trap.
I don't even want to give Sandoval the credit of being a full narcissist. I don't even think, I think I'm on the level of T where he's just not smart enough to be that cunning or like a master groomer. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't think before he speaks. He doesn't like think deeply enough about what he's saying and how it, what it's meaning. You know what I mean? Like he's just not.
He's 100% doing everything for the show. That's it. And that's his life. And that's what he's doing. That's it.
Yeah.
With Schwartz, I feel like it's a little different. His is deeper than that.
His first girl he was in love with in college now works for the CIA. So that says a lot. I mean, she's not going to date some dummy.
Wait, you think that's true? I thought that was a joke.
No, it's true. This is what I'm saying. Like Schwartz has like a sick level of intelligence. You know what I mean? That Sandoval doesn't have. But I don't know. You wanna Google it?
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Oh, well, if you watch it again, well, I guess you watched it four times. He's like, yeah, doesn't she work in the CIA? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, no, but really, she does, or something.
Yeah,
There's
no, I
something
heard
about
that. I took that as a joke, but
it. Okay, I'll watch it again.
maybe.
What was Brock wearing? It was like a black muscle tank top over a lace sleeved shirt, long sleeve shirt. It's a look.
Brock always serves like some interesting looks.
True. Tom's first love was, we've heard about Megan from Space Camp several
Oh,
times.
yeah.
In the IMAX theater, and we just couldn't stop staring at each other. Like, I think she Raquel reminded me of her, and I think that's what that was about.
I like how he's like reached out and she hasn't responded.
Yeah, a couple times. He's like, Megan, if you're watching, like,
She's
I'm sure she knows how to reach you.
like now she's gonna be like, let me reach out to frickin' Sandoval from Scandoval. Like, that sounds great. I love that he's using me, in his redemption arc.
All anybody has to do is go to like the 8th grade yearbook and look up Megan and like
Yeah.
people blast her and Megan with braces. Oh wait, maybe they went to different schools so they don't know because they met at space camp.
I just wish social media was intact like back then, so like we could like really go search,
Yeah. Sandoval says we put our whole lives out there as messy as it was. Lala only gave us a sliver of her life. Yeah. Yes.
I guess if, but like, what about the whole other sliver of Sandoval's life with Ariana that obviously they didn't share? Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like,
Oh, they
they
covered that.
hid, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Jack screamed that from the rooftops for years, Go back to, we could put a whole reel together of him being like, they're glorified roommates, they're just business partners,
You could feel it and you could see it, and there was never really like affection. It's unless like she was wasted.
Right.
That's like I can think of like two times when I saw her like all over him, like the, you know, her when she like hit the bar and fell over.
Yes, that's exactly what I had, that the visual that I had.
I mean, it was, yeah. So he's right. I mean, I did like the bowling reference. Like Lala has bumpers up and the rest of them are just like in the gutter.
But
Like,
I'm kind of surprised Lala didn't think to throw that back at him a little bit. Like that's a pretty easy, like, what has he been so open about bringing a tampon to a wedding? Like what has he really given us? Like he wiping his tear on the dog at Schwartz and Katie's wedding? Like what else?
yeah,
Buying
because
a
he's all
knife?
image. He's always tried to protect his image. The
Yeah.
real rawness of it all comes from Kristen Doty,
Totally.
or Sheena trying, Sheena not intentionally, but by her not intentionally doing it, she is serving. You know, how Sheena tried to cover everything up, but her attempts at covering everything up also made gold. You
Yeah.
know, like the mink eyelashes and the tears
Yeah.
and the cringy bachelor scenes and the, you know, she's trying to make everything like look all buttoned up, but in her doing so, it was messy and entertaining. Whereas Sandoval's is not entertaining, and like, yeah, him and Ariana just they had boring scenes together for the most part.
Yeah, and Ariana tried to open up a little bit about mental health and things like that, but it was never together and it was never about their relationship. It was always and I mean for years the other cast members have called them out for that, very much like how Lala and Randall got called out.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yep. All right. I wanted to read the poll results because I thought they were pretty interesting. Not the one, not our trivia ones, but we did some polls.
Oh, yeah.
Could you forgive Sandoval? 78% no. Do you want to see Sheena on Dancing with the Stars? 62% no.
Oh.
You know, if she was on there though, that would it would be interesting. It would be cringy to watch, like, you know, oof. It might be good for Dancing with the Stars because people would tune in to like, oh, let's see how she compares with Ariana, but like I don't know. I guess I can't comment. But yeah, people, 62% do not want her on. Should Sheena forgive and refriend Sandoval and risk losing Ariana as a friend? 79% no. Ooh, but 20% yes. Interesting. What era would make the best cocktails? This is based on the chapters of her Single AF Cocktails book. Honeymoon, betrayal, devastation, or resilience? Most people said resilience. I don't know.
I feel like
Just
I
thought
said I feel like I said betrayal.
I thought betrayal for myself.
But I mean like I feel like sometimes when I'm having like a really bad day, it's like I just sometimes I want a cocktail, which is very rare for me. So that would probably be when I would drink one. So I think I just related to that one.
I just thought it sounded most interesting.
Yeah, it does. Sounds the mo
Would you?
like it would have the most taste, you know?
Yeah. It's like spice or something. Would you have been Sandoval's meditation partner or refused to participate? 71% said no.
Yeah.
Should Sandoval have apologized to Brock? 81% said yes. Should Sandoval have apologized to Lala? 89% said yes. What pasta do you like better? Penne or rigatoni? Penne won by 63%. Who are you people? Penne's disgusting. I thought about doing like a different style of pasta, like angel hair or something. But since these were the two choices on the show, did you see Sheena's story? She had Kevin, the guy that went on a date with Katie, over on premiere night, and they were making penne.
Oh, that's funny.
And she's like, "Kevin, do you know what this is?" He's like, "Yeah, that's my favorite sauce."
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay,
See,
Sandoval said,
I love when people can poke fun of themselves. Love that.
"Yeah, it's like we made you guys when we stayed at Rob's Big Bear Cabin, Rob, where he hung his TV in 6 minutes, 7 minutes that Sheena witnessed, and also hooked up the boat in 2 minutes. We made tacos just like Sheena made tacos for Rob, and remember she had to have Rob taste test the taco meat, which was just your standard ground beef. I don't know how you could fuck it up." and make sure that it was okay, that it was up to Rob's standards. So I appreciate, Sheena doing the penne thing, really
Yeah.
leaning into it, like the way we lean into it. So
Absolutely.
Sandoval said Sheena, and we reenacted it too. You're like, Holly, take a spoonful. Does this taste okay?
We need to do a revival episode of that and like talk about it, like go through our pictures and just do another episode.
I was talking on the Beverly Hills reunion recap on Patreon, and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't get past it. I'm like, can you imagine me and Holly, like me sitting or Holly sitting on my lap, or me and Holly like on the red carpet, my arms around her, and I'm rubbing the side of her butt and her hip up and down. Like, it's not happening. I think, and I'm like, and I said, I even have friends that are touchy-feely, huggy friends, and they don't do that with their friends either. Weird. You did see that, right, with Morgan
Yeah,
and
yes.
okay. Sandoval said Sheena punched Raquel in the face. Do you think she did? 57% of you said no. So there you go. It's
Wow.
57% to 43% said yes. Sandoval said Sheena and Brock insinuated that they think Sandoval hooked up with Billy Lee. Do you think Sandoval and Billy Lee hooked up? 84% said yes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, the next one is, do you think Sandoval's PR team leaked slash started the rumor of Brock and Raquel having an affair? 90% said yes.
Yes, I agree with that.
Would you drink a tequila with a splash of Smirnoff? 79% said no. Sheena said on her podcast that she told her mom that Vanderpump Rules doesn't air in Amsterdam, and Sheena doesn't have it like with her or whatever, in order so that they could have a good trip, because she knew if she saw that episode, she'd get upset,
Oh,
about
that's
Brock
good.
talking about Erica. Yeah. Okay. Should Ariana have come to Sheena's defense online of the picture of her standing next to Sandoval in the Lake Tahoe group picture when everyone online called Sheena fake and a flip-flopper? So should Ariana have come to Sheena's defense online? Split. 52% said no, 48% said yes. Is there any more? Okay. Do you agree with Lala that Brittany should leave Jax? 86% of you said yes.
I don't know what the hell is wrong with me, but I say no on that. I don't
Yeah.
I
Well, they haven't tried. I mean, yeah, put in some time. I mean, I guess if unless he's refusing.
Yeah, unless like her eyes have like fully been like opened up and she can't like now she can't even like she can't do it. Like I get that, but
Just 6 months ago, they were talking about having their second kid that they were going to
Yeah,
try.
I don't know. I guess I just like am rooting that, they've stuck together this long, like keep going.
I know, who are we?
I don't know. I don't know. That's why like as I was reading comments and like I was like laying in bed, I was like, "Huh, like what's happening to me? I don't know." But like I'm still okay with it. Like I can defend myself, but yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Do you think Lala is having a boy or a girl? Lala said on her story today she thinks she's having a boy. I think she's having a boy, and 62% of you agreed that you think she's having a boy. Are you part of the 38% that think girl? Still?
I don't I think the way she's acting so happy, she already knows. Because I think that's really what she wants. And she also keeps saying how she wants a cuddly baby, and everyone says that a boy is so cuddly with their mom. And I think Stassi really says that to her. So I think it's a boy. I think it's a boy.
Okay. Well,
I
she said she.
also am obsessed that her biggest like craving is Cafe Rio. I effing Cafe Rio is like one of my favorite places ever. So I feel very like bonded to her with that. Like we have the same birthday, we have the same favorite place to eat. So I don't
kind of food
know.
is that?
Mexican.
Oh.
Like they just have like the best frickin' salad of your life. Like it's so
Oh,
good.
really?
Yes. Like
Like what?
you build it. You know, like you go in, like you can either, I always order online, but you can like, it's kind of like Chipotle. Like you tell them like they start with like a quesadilla with cheese in the bottom, and then they add in your lettuce and then your protein and like all the toppings, and it is so freaking fresh and good. Love
I don't
it.
even know where they are.
Yeah, I don't, I'm sure they have them out by you. I don't know.
Where is it by you?
Like on Warner and Edwards, like kind of by
Your mom's.
my mom, yeah, over there. Like oh, across from Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
Over there, and then there's one in Costa Mesa.
Oh, by the post office.
Yes, right by the post office.
All right, well, that's it for the polls.
The other thing that I cannot believe I forgot to mention this in our recap of the episode, but was when Sandoval was taking a hit of the oxygen. I loved that moment. Now, I hate when he does these extra things. Like it really bothers me, but I do love a good hit of oxygen.
I thought he was vaping, and I was like, I thought you quit smoking. Like, vaping is still smoking, but then I saw him share it. I'm like, oh, maybe it was.
I don't think I would have shared with him though, but I don't, yeah, I don't know, but I especially when like the air is really thin, sometimes it feels really good to take a little hit of that thing.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my
Anything
gosh.
else?
No, unless there's a story you want to share.
Well, I want to again thank everyone for the coffees. Shout out to Mary M,
Oh my
who
God.
is always giving us stuff before we see it. And like, really, she should just be the third part of this podcast as our like researcher, our
Yes.
tipster.
Yes. It's so, yeah, she's like I said, I very much rely on her messaging us.
Yeah. I said that to her
But
'cause I
yeah,
thought I we
but
need to
very
acknowledge because I'm just taking advantage and she's gonna be like, "Do they even read this?" It's like, "Yes, but actually, you're the first one."
Very much like Sandoval did for Sheena and Kristen, Mary just happened to bip something into our Venmo without us asking, and we very much appreciate that, Mary. Thank you so much.
And I really appreciated the caption.
Yeah, so cute.
So, yeah. Thank you guys for all of your support and listening again. Go to Patreon if you want to hear that little special that I did with, I'm not going to say what, but you know what? You're not going to regret it. And it's only $3, so just join for a month if you want. It's good. And a lot of people were like, "Oh, I'm so glad because, I got to experience something I wouldn't have otherwise," or it might like push people to be like, "Oh, now I really want to go do this." It's meant as, yeah,
It's
not to
all
take away, but
positive.
to
All,
add.
yeah, absolutely.
It's a promotion
Well,
tool, but.
and not to like toot our own horn, but we have a lot of stuff coming up this month. So if you join Patreon right now, you will get all of that content for that
Yeah.
$3. And we have some really cool stuff coming up for you guys long before the end of the month.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll be back. And I'm gonna do Summer House on Patreon, you guys. So I
Ooh.
can't believe it's like the really the truly the first season. I'm like not going, "I don't even know why I watched this show. It's so stupid." Like, I haven't said that at all. I'm like enjoying it. So I'm enjoying it so much that I don't want to take notes and I just want to watch it.
Oh yeah.
But anyways.
I still need to watch. Also, me and Ronnie are gonna drop a Patreon. It's gonna be called like Broadway, and I'm gonna tell Ronnie what I saw in New York and talk to her about Ariana's whole experience, and you can hear from Ronnie about what she wants her experience to be. It'll be a little short one, but just in case you don't wanna listen, if you see that title, you can just skip that. No biggie.
Oh, yeah, remember when I said, "Oh, I've seen Velma. I've seen her before." She's been playing that role for 20 years.
Oh my gosh, that's
So I'm
crazy.
sure she played it when I saw it with Christie Brinkley as the last. Again, I can't remember if I saw Rinna or not. I know I've seen Chicago several times. The last one I can remember is Christie Brinkley, but I'm sure that it was the same Velma. So,
Wow, that's amazing.
yeah.
It's a long time.
Yep. Well, she's got it
And
down.
yeah, and like you know someone's good when you're watching them and you can like sometimes you can tell like if someone's bored with the role, like they're like the little like glimmer of like excitement is gone, but she did a I didn't notice that with her at all.
Yeah. I always want to be in that role. I was telling Holly I wanted to be Velma, not Roxy.
Yeah, I would want to be Roxy.
Yeah.
Or Amos.
Not guilty. There's
Yeah.
that lady over
And
there.
I loved the attorney guy. Like loved him.
It could be the Pineapple Princess.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah, so stay tuned, stick with us, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you everyone so much for your support, and we'll be back.
Bye.